Earth and Sky.
Friday, June 12, 2009. It's easy to see the planet Jupiter right now, but to do it, you have to stay up late or wake up early.
This planet is up over the horizon in the hours after midnight. It shines highest in the sky at or before morning dawn. On Saturday and Sunday mornings, you can see Jupiter, a blazing point of light near the waning gibbous moon in the pre-dawn sky. Jupiter is the third brightest heavenly body in the sky, after the moon and Venus. So you can't miss it right now, next to the moon, in the hours between midnight and dawn in the next couple of mornings.
As the largest world in our solar system, Jupiter's volume exceeds that of Earth by over 1,000 times. The king of planets also has the greatest number of known moons, 63 so far.
The four largest moons are Io, Europa, Ganymede, and Callisto. These moons orbit more or less above Jupiter's equator, and their orbital plane is edgewise to the Earth and Sun this year. That means that Jupiter's moons are eclipsing each other over and over throughout 2009, as seen from Earth's vantage point. You need a telescope to see the eclipses of Jupiter's moons.
But if it's clear this weekend, you can't miss Jupiter with the eye alone. It's a dazzling light near Earth's moon from late night until dawn. I'm Deborah Bird.
And I'm Joel Block for Earth and Sky, a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.